Thomas E. McKnight Jr. I'm dictating a neurological report on patient George Jackson. Betsy Way, Chico, California, 95928, phone 530-519-3456. Date of birth is 9-11-1964. 71-year-old married man, retired CPA. Insurance is Medicare / Blue Shield of California. Pharmacy is CVS, 530-894-5112. Dated February 18, 2026. The clinical indication is neurological evaluation with personal concerns. For degenerative dementia, new paragraph, George was seen with the results of the amyloid PET CT imaging study completed at the Northern California PET Imaging Center in Sacramento on October 21, 2025. In comparison to previous imaging of May 13, 2024. His findings were borderline abnormal, consistent with a diagnosis of Alzheimer's disease. The Montreal Cognitive Assessment, parenthesis capital M, capital O, capital C, capital A, and parenthesis, on May 12, 2024, a total score of 25/30, with evidence of dysfunction in attention, language, delayed recall, preserved visuospatial and executive function. Completion of the AD8 dementia screening interview on May 17, 2024 revealed changes in cognitive thinking, memory, verbal repetition, daily problems with thinking and memory, with a total score of 3/8. Findings of mild obstructive sleep apnea, nocturnal hypoxemia, an apnea hypopenia index of 13.6, sleep efficiency of 94.8, oxygen nadir of 75% during sleep, clinical findings of dementia with sleep apnea, evidence of type 2 diabetes, findings of dyslipidemia, requiring treatment. He had an elevated D-dimer risk factor for thrombosis and nutritional insufficiency. His wife reported that he could no longer remember what he once could. He has difficulties with recollection on a daily basis. Abnormal PET and MRI scans. And laboratory testing. He is currently under Leqembi infusions for treatment of his Alzheimer's disease on a regular basis. Current therapy includes citalopram 20 milligrams for depression, metformin 500 milligrams twice a day, diabetes, glipizide 5 milligram oral tablets, extended release, simvastatin 20 milligrams daily, dyslipidemia, lundastrone 4 milligrams, 1 to 2 tablets, famotidine 20 milligram oral tablets twice daily, semaglutide 7 milligram oral tablets once daily for diabetes and obesity, nutritional supplements and vitamins. He complained of recent symptoms of heartburn and indigestion, kidney stones, psychiatric care, vasectomy, and hives. His current examination findings are consistent with Alzheimer's-related dementia. He has difficulties with functional capacity on an ongoing basis. He may have difficulties not being able to respond in an appropriate capacity because of Alzheimer's mental insufficiency and dementia-related cognitive decline. His findings of the amyloid PET CT imaging study completed at Northern California PET Imaging Center in Sacramento on May 13, 2024, showed an interval complete resolution of abnormal gray-white matter uptake in the brain cortices. No abnormal uptake is seen in the cerebellum. Findings consistent with the diagnosis of Alzheimer's disease. He completed the AD8 dementia screening interview on May 17, 2024. With changes in cognitive thinking and memory, verbal repetition, daily problems with thinking and memory. An overall apnea hypopenia index of 13.6 per hour. Slightly reduced sleep efficiency. An oxygen in the deer of 75% during sleep. Clinical findings of dementia with sleep apnea. Evidence for type 2 diabetes with findings of dyslipidemia requiring treatment. He had additional findings of nutritional insufficiency. His daughter reported that he could no longer remember what he once could. He remains under continuous Leqembi, L-E-Q-E-M-B-I infusions for treatment of his Alzheimer's disease on a regular routine basis. Current therapy includes citalopram 20 milligrams, metformin 500 milligrams twice a day, glipizide 5 milligram oral tablets, extended release, diabetes, Foair HFA 2 puffs every 4 hours, pulmonary insufficiency, LEVEMIR, flex touch insulin, subcutaneous pen, 10 to 15 units twice a day. SILDENAFIL 100 milligram oral tablets. Simvastatin 20 milligrams oral daily. Ondansetron 4 milligrams, 1 to 2 tablets. Famotidine 20 milligram oral tablets twice daily. a special letter outlining George Jackson's mental incapacity has been provided to Lori Jackson at her request. Special arrangements have been made to complete additional evaluation and the NIH quality of life questionnaires. Sign with my professional signature. With his current findings of Alzheimer's disease, we will continue the Leqembi LEQUEMBI infusions. Sign with my professional signature.